Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a lawsuit to block the Virginia abortion amendment from the ballot. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I'm very grateful that in Florida in 2024, we worked very hard to stop an abortion amendment that was on the ballot. It was very close, however, very, very close. And I suspect it will come back again in the next election. But these are popping up in various states. And here's an example that we're going to unpack today. In Virginia, they got abortion amendment on the 2026 ballot that we have gotten involved in.
Yeah, so the Virginia legislature, how this abortion amendment gets on the ballot is the Virginia legislature has to pass it in two consecutive legislative sessions. But in between, there needs to be also some other kind of voting activity that occurs, and there needs to be the publication, for example, of these particular amendments in time. So this particular Democratic legislature, unfortunately, most of Virginia is Republican or red, conservative. When you look at the map, there's a lot of red on Virginia.
There's a Democrat governor now, though, right?
Well, there's everybody that's Democrat. And the problem that you have is it's in the Northern Virginia components, Fairfax up there. This is basically Southern District of Columbia. And there's a couple of other pockets there, Charlottesville, where the University of Virginia is, and Richmond. Outside of that, you have a lot of conservative values and voters. But the problem is those concentrated places that I mentioned always vote left, and they vote Democrat. And so what has happened is the Virginia legislature, the governor, the attorney general, the lieutenant governor, they're all Democrats.
And, you know, I think
they're radical Democrats.
And I think we've allowed a lot of this because you look at the history that we have in Virginia. For example, look at the presidents that were born there. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, William Harrison, John Tyler, Zachary Taylor, Woodrow Wilson. They were all born in Virginia. We have rich, rich history of the founding of our country in that state.
Yeah, we have a rich history in Virginia. You've got so much history in Virginia. And I think that's, you know, part and parcel of why it's targeted.
But well, how did it move to the left, you know?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Federal government.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you look at this Fairfax County, you remember Fairfax, it constantly comes up. That's a very radical liberal school. It's got the gender secrecy policies. This is the school that went up to the United States Supreme Court on a case. This is the school that's been in the news a lot for violating parental rights regarding LGBTQ. This is a radicalized area of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it is infected by Washington, D.C., federal government employees that are there in that area.
Sadly.
And then also some of the areas, like I mentioned, Charlottesville, which is University of Virginia, and then also Richmond. But other than that, it's very conservative. Nevertheless, as a result of those outlying votes, you've got a Democratic-dominated government. And so they passed a ballot initiative to have a very radical abortion amendment placed on the ballot. They then must have to follow the process that is set forth by law, where they have to pass it in a subsequent legislative session, and in between they need to publish these. Well, what happened is they did not follow the clearly established rules that are set out for the Virginia legislature to enact these constitutional amendments.
Well, that's good for us and all, for all those precious little babies that might have been killed as a result.
Yeah, so we filed a lawsuit on behalf of Charlotte Bansley. Charlotte Bansley is the District 3 supervisor for Bedford County Board of Supervisors. She discovered that the Virginia legislature's unlawful attempt to increase the slaughter of innocents, and she now is the plaintiff in this case in stopping this case through this lawsuit.
And this is an up-to-birth right in the state constitution, so that would be horrible. But the ballot's measures, language, would wipe away any long-standing protections for unborn children and block future safeguards.
Yeah. The Democratic-controlled Virginia legislature put forth this amendment to amend the state constitution, which would supersede all state law, to guarantee that, quote, every individual... Notice how they say individual.
Yeah. Who has rights, a right to life.
Yeah. An individual. So they're already doing the LGBTQ agenda.
Yeah.
Every individual has the fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including the ability to make and carry out decisions relating to one's own parental care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, abortion care, miscarriage management, and fertility care. So they add all these in one lump sum, trying to attract somebody that might support one of those categories, whether it be fertility care, mismanagement of your miscarriage management, whatever that is. But they put abortion care in there. So yeah. Everyone has a fundamental right to what abortion care. And so the measure would even bring back the late-term gruesome abortion procedures where fully viable children are murdered in the womb, even at 40 weeks gestation, the time when the mother would usually give birth.
You know, and you really have to be aware of the language. You know, it's all about today's culture. It's all about the language, whether it's LGBT or abortion. They contort the language to make it sound positive. Euphemisms like health care, and there's no health care about abortion, about murdering a child. There's nothing about that, and so you have to really be aware of what they're doing in these, when they present these petitions or these policies before you. You have to understand what they're saying.
Yeah, if you say you have a fundamental right to abortion care, then that means not only can you get an abortion at any time for any reason, no matter what the circumstances are, but that you could also force hospitals to provide an abortion because they are depriving you of that fundamental quote-unquote right.
But yet the Constitution gives a fundamental right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't have the other two without the first one, life.
Well, that's certainly the Declaration of Independence
what happened
says
to that.
But then, you know, if the Constitution is amended in this case, the Commonwealth amends it, then there is no right to life. There is a right to an abortion, a right to kill your child. That's part of the Constitution, which is unbelievable.
So because that child can't raise its little hand and say, wait, I want to live?
The child doesn't have
it has no rights?
Vote in this particular one.
It's two individuals, the mother and the child.
Yeah, they take away the right to life, the right to vote, the right to dissent from this human being. But in their haste to kill more unborn children, even those that are hours or even minutes, seconds, if you will, away from a natural birth, the Virginia legislature ignored and skipped the mandatory multi-step process established by the Virginia Constitution and related statutes, requirements that the Virginia Supreme Court has repeatedly emphasized as essential for any valid constitutional change. For more than two centuries, Virginia has required constitutional amendments to undergo a deliberate and clearly defined process. In a court case going back to 1978, the Supreme Court of Virginia affirmed that although the people hold broad power to amend their constitution, such amendments are only valid if one of the specific amendment processes outlined in the Constitution is strictly followed. The court underscored that compliance with these procedures is not optional, but it is foundational to the integrity and stability of Virginia's constitutional systems. So when the General Assembly approved the amendment language, they willfully chose to skip a critical statutory step in the amendment process, perhaps hoping no one would notice their scheme, but indeed we did. So that's why we're filing to stop the abortion up till birth amendment. Our lawsuit challenges the procedural validity of the proposed late-term abortion amendment of the Virginia Constitution and seeks to stop this outrageous pro-death initiative before it can claim even one more life. So pray for this case. Otherwise, this will go on the ballot in November. We're praying that we get ultimate victory and that this is prohibited from going on the ballot. Pray for the case here. It's Bansley. Charlotte Bansley is the plaintiff. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.